This took place back in 2015, when I was much younger. It was the only time that I used a dating app. I was single and decided to give one a try. I don't even recall which one it was, but when I went on, I matched with a guy pretty quickly. We started talking, and based on his picture and the start of the conversation, things were going well. The guy's name was Derek, and he appeared to be tall, strong, and had blondish hair. We chatted about basic stuff, getting to know each other a little bit. After about a day and a half of this conversation, he asked me to hang out. Now, I did think this was maybe a bit soon, but I was kind of bored and didn't really have anything going on. I felt like being spontaneous and doing something, but looking back, I was just immature and dumb. I thought, why not? And I said yes. Derek then said that I should come over to his place that same day. Now, this is when I got a slight feeling that maybe it was a bad idea. Even back then, I knew it was probably smart to meet somebody for the first time in a public location, but I really felt confident that I knew him, even though we hadn't sent any pictures back and forth to each other or called each other on the phone. I said okay, and he sent me his address and told me to come over soon. He said that he was bored and not doing much. He said that we could watch a movie and order pizza or something. I told him that that sounded good, and that I was only going to stay for a couple of hours at most, though. It was probably like 7 or 8 p.m. at this point in time. So I got ready and then copied his address and pasted it into Google Maps for directions. The location was about 10 minutes away and across town. His address was typical numbers and then a street name and zip code. I followed the direction, and it led me to a quiet-looking street that was pretty dark. Then I was told to turn right, and I did, but was very confused. I was turning into the parking lot of a small, rundown-looking motel. Instantly, I was both angry and scared. Why was Derek telling me to meet him in a creepy motel? He told me I was going to his place. I wanted to just turn around and leave, and I should have. Instead, I pulled into one of the parking lot spaces facing the motel. There was 2 floors of the motel and probably about 20 rooms in total, roughly 10 on each level. The parking lot was basically one long row of spaces facing the motel rooms, and then there was a sidewalk in between. There were about 5 other cars in the parking lot, so not many people were staying there. After parking my car, I looked at the rooms and saw lights appear to be on in a few, but not many. There was also curtains covering just about every window. I stayed in my car, took out my phone, and texted Derek on the dating app. I said, "You didn't tell me you were at a motel." He said he was sorry, and claimed that he didn't want to scare me off, but really wanted to see me. He then said that he was only staying in the motel for a couple of days until he could start the lease for his new apartment. He also claimed that all of his stuff was at a nearby storage unit, and his last apartment lease ended sooner than he thought it would. It was a complicated mess of texts, but I understood his basic point. He was just staying there while he moved from one apartment to another. I sort of believed him, because he had been so nice to that point. Although, that was probably foolish of me. I told him that I was a bit creeped out, and the motel seemed really sketchy. He said he knew that, but it was all he could afford given the situation of his rent and deposit on his upcoming apartment. He then asked me to please come inside, and told me the number of his motel room. I looked at it, and it was one of the few with lights on, and it was on the ground level, a little ways to my left. I sat there in my car, thinking about it for a minute. I told myself that the fear I had was more than likely nothing. It was natural to feel creeped out by an old motel like this. I didn't reply to Derek, but after I sat in my car thinking about it, I decided to go in. The story he gave me seemed believable. I opened my door and stepped out. When I shut my door and was beginning to walk, something caught my eye from a motel window. I looked over to see a guy looking out of the window of Derek's motel room. But it wasn't Derek. After less than 1 second, whoever this guy was quickly ducked down and covered the window back up with the curtain. Even though I saw him very briefly, I knew for a fact that it wasn't Derek. He looked absolutely nothing like the picture. I assumed that somebody was there with him. I stopped where I was and got out my phone. I texted him, asking, "Who's inside the room with you?" He responded quickly, saying, "Nobody, I'm here by myself." The bad feeling I had got worse, and I knew that I needed to leave. I quickly walked back to my car and then got inside. I told Derek that I saw somebody in his window that wasn't him. He said something like, "No, you didn't. Come on in already." I had already made up my mind at that point that I was going to leave, though. I got back inside of my car and drove away. I went back home and then blocked Derek. I realized how lucky I was not to enter that motel. After looking back at that situation, I also realized how stupid I was. I'm glad that I was able to learn from it. I really don't know if that was a catfish, and the person that I saw was pretending to be Derek, or if he had someone else in the room with him. I'm guessing it was a catfish, but either way, that was my worst experience using a dating app. This is a story of when I met a guy on Tinder several years ago. So, I matched with a guy named Mike. He had dark hair, a slight beard, and in his pictures, seemed decent looking. There was not a whole lot of information about him on his profile, but after we matched, he sent me a message. At first, he said hi, and I said hi back to him. He began chatting with me, very basic, saying things like how are you and what's up. Things eventually improved a little bit though, and based on his profile, he seemed to be a little bit of an outdoorsman. We continued to talk, and he seemed to be pretty nice. After talking with him on and off for a couple of days, he asked to go on a date with me. I asked him what he had in mind, and he suggested a local restaurant. I decided to agree, and we were supposed to meet there the following night at 7 p.m. So the next day, I chatted with him early on, and made sure that we were still on for that night, which we were. I then got ready when the time came, and drove to the restaurant early. The restaurant was about 10 minutes from my house, and it seemed like a cute place that I had never been to before. There was a decent amount of other people there, but it was like 6:50, so I wasn't sure if Mike was there yet or not. I looked on Tinder, and he hadn't said anything since I told him that I was leaving for the restaurant, and he said, "Sounds good." After waiting in my car until 7 p.m., I decided to enter the restaurant. Maybe he was already inside, or maybe he was still driving. I went inside and got a table, and told the waiter that I was waiting for someone. I then sent a text message to Mike saying that I was there and had a table. Several minutes went by and he didn't respond. I was beginning to get frustrated. Soon, it was 7:15, and I messaged him again asking what was going on. He didn't respond to that either. I stayed there until 7:30 and then left the restaurant. I went out to my car and then left to drive home. I was very frustrated, but as I began to drive back though, I noticed about halfway that a car was behind me for a while. I don't really remember it leaving the restaurant with me, because I wasn't looking behind me, but I did remember it being on the first road, and then when I turned, it went with me. After the next turn, it was still there, but I didn't actually think that the person was following me until I made it all the way to my street. That's when I turned, and the car did as well. My street is residential, and generally very quiet. There are not typically a lot of people that drive down it, so when the car turned, it really raised my eyebrows. I went to my house, which is the fourth one down on the left side. I pulled into the driveway and the car kept going, very slowly, but kept going. I parked, got out, and then watched the car as I went inside. It crept down the street very slowly. I never got a good look at who was driving though because it was so dark out. I'm not going to lie though, the thought of it being Mike did cross my mind. But quickly, I pushed that thought away as it being too crazy. I looked on Tinder when I got back inside, and Mike still hadn't said anything. I sent him one more message saying, "What happened? Why didn't you show up?" Then, I decided I should just move on. It's not like I really knew Mike that well at all. I was just really annoyed that he had made the date and then failed to show up entirely. So, I made some pasta for myself and then went into the living room. I lived alone at the time and was eating in my living room when I noticed what appeared to be the same car driving by again. Now, this was like 30 minutes at least after I had arrived back home. The car was going the other way down the street, but when it got in front of my house, it stopped. It pulled over to the side of the road, and I kept watching from the window very carefully so that I wasn't visible to whoever was in the car. It was definitely the same car that had followed me home. The engine was running for a while, and then it turned off. I did not hesitate, and I called the police right there. I told them that I thought I was followed home by someone, and now they were parked out front of my house. I kept an eye on the car, and nobody got out of it. I still had no clue as to who was driving. After speaking with the 911 operator, I kept watching out the window and waited. The car remained there and nobody got out. All of the lights to the car were off and there was just a dim street light in the nearby area. For the next 10 minutes, nothing changed. Then I saw a police car start to drive down my street. It got near the car that was parked out front of my house and then the police car turned its lights on. The officer got out and talked to the driver. I kept watching as he spoke with the driver for probably 5 minutes. Finally, the car drove away. The officer then came up to my front door and spoke with me. He said that the driver claimed to be lost and had just pulled over to look up directions. He said that he didn't follow me home. I knew that was a lie, and I pulled up Mike's Tinder and asked him if he looked like that by chance. The officer said yes, that was him. I couldn't believe it. Mike had followed me home. I spoke with the officer about it, but he said not much could be done unless he returned or something. The officer told me that he asked Mike to leave, but didn't force him, and Mike said that he would not come back. He then said if Mike came back, to give him a call. After that, the officer left, and I was a little worried that Mike would return, but he didn't. It still creeped me out, though. I blocked Mike on Tinder after that. I still can't believe that he followed me all the way home after ignoring me. I'm glad that since that night, I've never heard from him or saw him again. I used dating apps a little bit several years ago, and then again more recently. This story takes place about 1 year ago now. It had been some time since I had last been on a dating app. Taking the advice of one of my friends, though, I decided to give it another go. I got an app called Hinge, and after about 2 weeks of being on there, I met a very nice woman. We talked a little while and exchanged phone numbers. From there, we texted for several days and even FaceTimed once, and I thought it went well. I liked her, and she had long blonde hair and very nice eyes. She said at one point that she wanted to see me, and I asked to go on a date with her sometime. We agreed to go to this one restaurant in town. The date went pretty well, in my opinion. When I met her, she looked great, and talking to her in person was nice. The conversation that we had was pretty good for the most part. I felt like we could have connected a little bit better, though. Like maybe we were both a little bit nervous, but overall it was fine. So after the date, we both went our separate ways back home, but she suggested that we do it again sometime. That sounded good to me, and we continued to talk over the next couple of days. Then we arranged for the next date. We went to another restaurant in town. Now, none of these dates were really that fancy or anything. We were just going to local restaurants that were not cheap, but not that expensive either. After the second date, which went just about as good as the first one, she asked me if I wanted to see her place. She said that it wasn't that far away and I could come over for a few minutes if I wanted to and hang out. It was probably like 9 p.m. at this point. I agreed, and we both went out to the parking lot and got inside of our vehicles. She told me to follow her, and we both left. I followed her down a few quiet roads, and I was curious to see where she lived. The drive went from 5 minutes to 10 to 15. I was really surprised. We went down this long road that seemed to be going into the middle of nowhere. Surrounding us on both sides was just farmland and woods mostly. There were really no other cars on the road at all. After about 20 minutes of driving, we finally arrived to this dirt road. I was still following her, and she soon pulled onto a long driveway. There was a lot of woods at the beginning of the property, so I couldn't see the house at all. After getting to the top of the driveway, though, which was very long, she parked, and I parked behind her. There was this average-sized two-story house that stood on the property. It looked rather old and not in the best of shape. I was really surprised that this was her house. She didn't strike me as somebody who would live there. And to be honest with you, I was kind of creeped out too. I didn't even know what city I was in anymore. I hadn't bothered to look on my phone where we were going or anything. I was just trying to follow her. After parking, she got out, and I got out of my car as well. I said something like, "You live here?" She was like, "Yeah, why are you surprised?" She walked through the front yard to the door, and I followed. Then she opened it, and I followed her inside. We went right inside the doors, though, and didn't go any farther in. The lights inside were all off, and she didn't turn any of them on, which I found odd. I was looking around myself for a light switch. That's when she told me that I could go ahead downstairs and pointed. I could barely see anything, but I did see a staircase just ahead and to the left. It was old and unfinished, and appeared to lead down to an old unfinished basement. I said, "Do you have lights?" I remember she said we could turn them on when we got down there. At that point, I was really creeped out and didn't want to be there anymore. I was still right by the door and just opened it up and walked out. She didn't say anything to me, but followed me outside. I then started walking back from my car, but could tell that she was walking after me. So then I started running. I sprinted for my car, unlocked it, and got inside, then locked it and started the engine. I saw her running towards the front of my car, then she just looked at me. I started backing out to leave. As I was doing so, she gave me this really creepy smile and waved. That was possibly the creepiest moment of the entire night, and I will never forget it. I backed out faster after seeing that, and then tried to drive home. I had to pull over eventually and figure out where I was, but once I put in directions on my phone, I was able to make it back. That remains by far the craziest date I've ever been on.